Go ahead and introduce yourself, my man.
I'm Chris Poole. I'm the director of the City of Princeton Public Works.
So what do we got over there?
We have got asphalt paving in the City of Princeton starting tomorrow morning at approximately 7 o'clock. It may be a little bit later, but if you've got your vehicles and everything moved by 7 o'clock, we should be good.
And this is Tuesday morning.
It is Tuesday morning, and I'm not even going to guess how long it will take them to do all of the paving. I've got a list of the streets that I will go over in just a minute, but I have no idea where they're starting. That's kind of up to them. Where they want to start is where they're going to start. But just try and have the vehicles and anything else that's in the roadway, out of the roadway, so they can
and
do what they need to do.
And slow them down that way.
That's right.
So make sure that you pay attention to this list. Now, it could take, a lot of times they'll have two crews going in different directions. We just don't know yet, do we?
Right. We do not.
Okay. So that means we don't know how long it's going to take to go through this list. It could take 2 days or 3 days or however long it takes. That's how long it, if the weather holds out for them, that's,
right.
That's, you know, because we do have some rain midweek that's going to be in the forecast. So is this Rogers Group?
It is Rogers Group.
Okay, so you'll see Rogers Group paving, and they're not milling, right? They're just paving?
They are milling one street, North Eagle Street between Market and Green Street. They are milling that street and re-blacktopping it, but that is the only milling that will be being done.
Okay, so that's the one that takes a while, really.
Right.
And that kind of slows you down. So remind us, what word did you say?
That is North Eagle Street between Green Street and Market Street.
Okay, so that street, once they get there, they're milling and then paving, so it's going to take a little longer. Definitely stay away from that if you can at all.
And they may come in and mill one day and it be milled for a couple of days, and then they come back and pave it. I'm not sure how they'll do it, but
we just know it's going to get done.
Yeah.
Right, so give us the list of the rest of
all
them.
Right, the rest of the streets are Cox Street, Dollar Street, Ellis Drive, Faith Avenue, Farmer Street, Fortner Drive, Garden Acres, Hillview Drive, Lakeview Drive, Macklin Street, Macbeth Drive, Nichols Street, North Eagle, Park Avenue, Prince Street, Railroad Lake Road from 91 South to the railroad tracks. So it's just a short section, but that's what's the city's. And then White Street and Wood Street.
Of course, last year we got a lot of them done, and then they did some work there just down from the courthouse there on
right.
Market.
Right.
And that looks really good. So hopefully a lot of those streets, I think Coda was the one that said, man, ain't nothing like that fresh blacktop. It looks
right.
Slick. And it does.
It
I mean,
does.
It looks nice and clean. And it's slick.
And that's one thing that people may not know or may not remember, but if you think your street needs to be blacktopped, but it has yellow lines painted on it, it is not. It's in the city, but it is not a city street. It is a state highway. The state highway department is the one that takes care of the maintenance and blacktop and all of that on those roadways.
Of course, be ready for this at paving. And again, they don't know which end they're going to start on or finish on.
No.
Or who's first or whatever.
When I find out for sure where they're starting, then I will let you know so you can let the people know.